That is the sound of a fogger truck at Southside Lions Park. In the war on mosquitoes, this fogger truck is the heavy artillery. Joel Laura is a senior sanitarian with the city's Metro Health District. He knows who the enemy is, and he can even describe them using scary-sounding Latin names.
Are primarily concerned with, of course, the container mosquitoes, the Aedes aegypti and Aedes albopictus, along with certain Culex species of mosquitoes, just because of the primary and secondary vectors for the Zika virus and West Nile virus.
Both viruses cause illness and death. Fortunately, there are no recent confirmed cases of either. He says the fogger trucks go after mosquitoes found in swarms in parks and other public spots.
We will fog an area that we see a high density and we feel is a need that would benefit from spraying.
Laura says they do not fog private property. You can report large numbers of mosquitoes by calling 311. Metro Health reports mosquitoes are laying eggs in standing water in places like potted plants, rain gutters, and tire swings mounted in trees. Rid your property of stagnant water and check window screens for holes to protect yourself from bites. City health officials also say you can plant citronella, basil, catnip, and lavender as repellents. Orkin.com reports mosquitoes can fly 14 miles for a meal and only females bite. They'll spend their time feasting on flower nectar. Brian Kirkpatrick, Texas Public Radio News.